Now, if you engage in unfair practices, it's clear that you cannot be righteous. However, if you suffer harm and bear it, as this indicates a righteous person, you have no need for external laws. How then, you may ask, can I endure when harmed? Yet Jesus commanded you not just to endure harm, but to give even more to the person who wrongs you. In your passion for tolerating hardship, overshadow his eagerness for causing it. Jesus didn't say, if someone sues you to take your coat, give your coat, but besides that, give your cloak as well. Overcome him, Jesus states, by enduring harm, not inflicting it, for this is the true and glorious victory. Therefore, Paul also states, there is complete failure in you if you have lawsuits with each other, and why not rather be wronged? The victim triumphs over the person who can't bear to be wronged. I'll show this clearly. The person who can't bear injury, even if he drags the opponent to court and wins the case, is the most defeated. He has endured what he didn't want, the opponent forcing him to feel pain and resort to law. It doesn't matter if you've won or if you got all the money back. You've had to endure what you didn't want by resorting to the law. Conversely, if you endure the unfair treatment, you succeed. You might lose the money, but you don't lose the victory that comes with such self-control. The opponent didn't force you to do anything you didn't want.